Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay.
Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Born on the radio, raised by technology, you're tuned into Tomorrow during our 26th year. On the air, covering the latest in cool consumer tech, all sorts of things available today. And into tomorrow. This for the weekend of Friday, November 12th, 2021. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
We got some tech news and commentary for you, and then more calls. We address your concerns, and we award prizes to you when we hear you on the show. It really is that easy. Just participate and win stuff. Daryl's standing by in Texas, among many others. But some tech news and commentary first.
Researchers at Penn State University have developed a new technology that can measure a person's glucose levels through sweat instead of blood.
Really?
Eliminating the need for those needle sticks that we all hate.
Or, because I haven't had to prick my fingers in years because I have the Dexcom system, which goes to my phone and tells me at all times what my current glucose is, but... This sounds interesting.
Yeah, this is this low-cost, non-invasive device attaches to the skin and measures glucose levels within a matter of seconds to minutes, depending on climate conditions, the amount of sweat excreted, and an individual's pH levels.
So if you don't sweat, then you're not getting it? Like if you just happen to be sitting calmly in a nice air-conditioned building or office or whatever, and you're not sweating?
Well, part of this device apparently will simulate or stimulate a small amount of sweat to continuously have this one little dot, I guess, area of your skin where it's sweating.
Wow.
Researchers started with laser-induced graphene, or LIG, a material with high electrical conductivity. Because LIG is not sensitive to glucose, the team then combined nickel, which is sensitive to glucose, and gold to reduce allergic reactions to the nickel. Finally, developers added a microfluid chamber, which allows the sweat to pass between the skin and the sensor, avoiding irritation to the skin.
Wow, that seems very complicated.
So it seems like it's a similar thing to like the Dexcom sensor that you wear.
Yeah, but that's...
But instead of having this little cannula that goes into your skin, it just stimulates your skin to sweat a little bit and uses that sweat to measure.
So instead of using the interstitial fluid, which is subcutaneous, right, just under your skin, it's using your sweat.
Yeah.
And it's not under your skin.
Right.
It's on top of your skin.
Exactly.
Now, is this available?
This is a new study? This is a new study that they developed this at Penn State. I guess it's going to have to go through all these testing and then find out if there's a company that wants to manufacture it.
Wow.
But they've proven the concept.
That's interesting. We'll have to stay on top of that. Promise to stay on that, not only for our collective well-being and health, but also for the audience who's curious, I'm sure.
I will stay on it like a sweat sensor on your skin.
Yeah, boy. So the new parent company name of Facebook, Meta, has been working with Carnegie Mellon University researchers to develop ReSkin, an artificial skin with embedded sensors that could make virtual experiences more immersive. So see, they're not talking about for health reasons. It's all about virtual experiences. Meta Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, "This brings us one step closer to realistic virtual objects and physical interactions in the metaverse." Close quote. And all it does is bring Zuck one step closer to world domination. We'll see how that ends up working out. We'll certainly stay on top of ReSkin as well.
Yeah. Someone just paid $500,000 for a rare Apple I computer built and tested by company co-founders Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't spend $5 on an Apple product, let alone $500,000.
I would not.
The 45-year-old computer went up for auction this past Tuesday, which resulted in the winning bidder reportedly paying $400,000 to own the machine.
Sucker.
And another $100,000 in fees to the auction house.
Extra sucker.
The computer originally launched in 1976 as Apple's first product. Back then, it cost $666.66.
Yeah.
Because Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, liked repeating numbers.
And why that number? Why not 777 or 555?
The number of the beast.
The devil.
But in today's dollar, that would be about $3,210. So still an expensive machine back then.
And he paid what for it?
$400,000.
Almost $500,000. Yeah. Great.
Now, with Apple now one of the most influential tech companies in the world, the computer has since become a collector's item. Apple made 200 Apple I machines, and only 175 of them were ever sold.
Wow.
And these are back when these computers were kits. So they basically came, you bought the board, and then you had to get your own case for it, and monitor, and keyboard.
Interesting.
So you basically paying, $666 for a circuit board.
That's true, but a fancy one with a piece of fruit on it. Exactly. We don't yet know exactly how they're going to compete with Elon Musk's Starlink service, but Boeing managed to get the Federal Communications Commission's approval to deploy V-band constellation satellites so that they can also provide broadband service to residential and business customers. Boeing has not yet confirmed its timeline for deployment or their expected prices. But as we always say in this business, stay tuned.
Instagram is acting on its promise to encourage healthier social media habits, or at least attempting to.
Oh, please.
Social network head Adam Mosseri has revealed that Instagram started testing its hinted at take a break feature this week. Opt in and the app will remind you to do something else after 10, 20, or 30 minutes, whether it's a to-do item list or just listening to your favorite tunes. You'll see the option in the coming days if you're part of the test. Instagram hopes to launch the feature for everyone in December. Now, there may already be room for improvement. Like a previous time limit feature, Take a Break doesn't strictly enforce the pauses. You can simply tap done and continue with your scrolling.
Yeah, because how many people who are stuck on any anti-social media are going to get this little reminder, okay, you should take a break from me, from this app, because you've been on it too long. They're going to go, yeah, okay, whatever, done, yeah, and keep going, because that's why they're on it.
Yeah.
So it's really like what we would call, I guess, a white hat issue, where they're trying to do something good, just on the surface,
because
it's a public relations move.
Right. Which is why they make it so easy to ignore that notice.
Yeah, of course. They should make you do a math problem or something. Yeah. I don't think so, but just that easy to dismiss it. Not good. But they can claim that they're helping.
They can claim.
Yeah.
They won't be.
And if people don't follow our advice, oh my goodness, we did our best. Nonsense. A drone that crashed near a substation in Pennsylvania last year is the first known example of a modified unmanned aircraft system likely being used in the United States to specifically target energy infrastructure. That, according to a recently released federal intelligence bulletin. Electrical infrastructure wasn't damaged during the attack, but officials are using the memo to raise awareness about potential drone-based threats to our U.S. electrical grid. Can you imagine? I mean, all these other bizarre things have gone down. The next step, of course, people talk about it, is the electrical grid. Look what happened in Texas last year and stuff. That if a drone or some bad actor, as they like to say, took down your electrical grid, then what do you do? My gosh, I hope and pray that all these electrical companies like our very own FPL, Florida Plunder and Loot, are taking measures and cybersecurity efforts and everything they can to protect these grids. But again, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, just wonder what happens if one of these major utilities gets hit with ransomware.
Yeah, well, of course. It's like, well, they're going to make their customers pay it in the long run anyway. But wow, that does concern me, because clearly it can happen. And almost anything else they can deal with, or issues can be dealt with, whether it's a paying a ransom nonsense or whatever. But bring down the entire electrical grid in a city or a region or the whole country?
Well, and a lot of people believe that this is how wars are going to be fought in the future.
Yeah. Wow. Which would still cause loss of life
in
many ways. Uh-huh. Some of the first ever space-grown chili peppers have been consumed in orbit, taco style. You mentioned that you had tacos the other night for dinner, and you made so much of it that you had it again the next day for lunch and again the next day for dinner.
But hopefully they didn't do this on the SpaceX flight where they didn't have the working toilet?
No.
Okay, good.
NASA astronaut Megan MacArthur, one of the seven crew members currently living and working on the International Space Station, created what she called, quote, my best space tacos yet, unquote. Using some of the newly harvested peppers from up there, some fajita beef, and rehydrated tomatoes.
Okay.
It doesn't sound as appetizing as one might think, especially with the peppers. I'm not a pepper fan. But that's pretty cool, though. The first chili peppers consumed in orbit. Grown and nice. Consumed, even. And
they obviously had to hand-pollinate them, because I don't know that they have very many bees on the International Space Station.
You, as a gardener, man, you're always talking about how you had to hand-pollinate some of your flowers to fruit and stuff, and it was
it's like matchmaking.
He shows me how you got to take like a Q-tip and you rub this part and then you rub it on that part, and it's like, oh my gosh, really? But yeah, I guess gardeners listening can relate to that.
Yeah.
Because you don't have bees. Well, maybe they have bees in space.
I don't know. Maybe.
They don't have to worry about flying. They just float.
Again, I'm just glad they weren't doing this on that SpaceX capsule, because you know the one that just returned, I guess, and splashed down successfully, you know, this past week.
Yeah.
From what I understood, the toilet had stopped working, and the astronauts all had to wear diapers on the way back.
Oh.
Because there was no other way to use the restroom.
Oh, poop. Oh, my gosh. You would expect to hear that as a problem on the Blue Origin stuff, because Bezos doesn't ever think of other people. But then again, their flights are only 10 minutes, so the SpaceX flight was a lot longer than that, and actually in space.
Because this is one that was in space for like 200-and-something days, I think.
What? How long had the toilet not been working?
Apparently it was a recent problem or something. Yeah,
God, I hope so. If not, boy, they should have called that trip short.
Yeah.
Or you can't really stop. I wonder if they could have stopped at the International Space Station. Can we stop, please? We've really got to go. Can you imagine, though? At some point, they've got to be able to interconnect all these things and say, yeah, we haven't had visitors in 200 days, so by all means, come aboard. What do you mean you need to just use the toilet? But hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Hope you brought your own spray.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And your own TP.
Yeah.
Executives at Meta, of course, the new parent company name for the anti-social media giant Facebook, have considered opening retail stores around the world. Just what we need. To introduce consumers to such products as virtual reality headsets and augmented reality glasses. That, according to some sources, serious work on the idea began last year, the sources said, adding that the project is not guaranteed to proceed. Which is kind of an easy way to say, I don't know, shrug your shoulders, we'll see. But if it's, you know, the fake book people, they're going to pour whatever they have to in it and make it work somehow. But would you go into a Meta or Facebook store to buy something?
No, because you know they're going to have some kind of sensor. They're going to know everything about you as soon as you walked in the door anyway.
Yeah. It'll be implanted in you before you walk out, probably.
Mm-hmm. A federal judge has denied Apple's request to delay opening the iOS ecosystem to third-party payments by December 9th. This past Wednesday, Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers rejected the company's call for a stay on her original court order for the Epic versus Apple antitrust case. In September, the judge ruled that although Apple's iOS ecosystem isn't a monopoly, the company is still engaging in antitrust behavior by blocking iOS developers from including links to third-party payment options in their apps.
Oh.
In response, Rogers ordered Apple to open its iOS to external payments within 90 days. Under her court order, iOS software developers will soon be able to add a link or button to their apps that redirect customers to payment options outside of Apple's in-app purchasing system.
Good.
Which would allow developers to bypass Apple's 15 to 30% share of in-app purchases.
Yeah, because, again, they have enough money.
Yeah.
You don't need to be raping these developers who are trying to put a nice app together, allow people to perhaps buy something within the app, which keeps them, the small developers in many cases, in business, and Apple takes 30% of it? Nonsense. Good. I'm glad some people are finally clamping down on Apple. It's nice. No surprise to us, but get this. Broadcast radio remains the most popular in-car entertainment source worldwide. That according to an Edison research study backed by World DAB, Radio Player, the National Association of Broadcasters, Commercial Radio Australia, and Xperi. The lack of a built-in radio would discourage 81% of people from buying or leasing a vehicle if it didn't have a built-in radio. So yay, radio. But the most popular in-car entertainment source. And 81% of people said, nope, I don't want the car if it doesn't have a radio.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it doesn't have to have satellite radio, for crying out loud.
It's not radio.
Yeah, no, it's not radio, and it's compressed. If you like music, you don't want satellite radio. Yeah. It's compressed as heck in order to cram as much of it as they can there. Anyway.
Facebook's oversight board has only been up and running for less than a year, but Facebook says that it's already having trouble keeping up with the group's recommendations. The company said it wants to work with the oversight board to, quote, improve the recommendation process, though it's not clear what those changes might entail. But it suggests that Facebook is looking to shake up the way it deals with the independent body that it created to oversee its own content policy.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daryl in Lufkin, Texas, listens on 710 Keel out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, Daryl.
I'd like to know if I have to add the Microsoft suite or any of the features like Excel, PowerPoint, and Word to my Chrome. I've got a small Chrome that was made by Samsung, and I just retired, and so I don't have access to any of those programs via my work. And so I'm wondering, how do you get a hold of those, and are they are available on the market? I guess we're at the Windows 10 or higher.
Well, Daryl, Chromebooks can't install desktop software. Everything they do is web-based. So if you want to access Microsoft's Office suite, you'll have to use the online versions, which is not a problem. You can head to office.com and sign up for a limited free version there. See how you like it. Now, made by Samsung or not, Chromebooks are Google devices. They'll try to prioritize their own Office suite above all else, of course. So you almost certainly already have shortcuts to Google's own Office suite in your Chromebook.
Yeah, you can look for Docs as a Word replacement, Sheets as an Excel replacement, Slides replaces PowerPoint, and there are a couple of other Google apps that will be available, but you probably won't have any use for. Google's Office suite is as close of a clone to Microsoft's as they could get without being sued.
Yeah.
So if you opt for theirs over Microsoft's, you'll probably barely notice a difference. Most Sheets functions are named the same and work the same as Excel functions. Most Word functionality is in Docs and so forth.
Yeah. Now, both options are available online, though, so you can stick to Office 365 if that's your preference. It's something we use, and it's one of those rare situations. I think we pay $99 a year, and it works on five devices or something like that. So, and it's a bargain as far as we're concerned. The fact that we have to pay for it at all is a problem, but we recommend that. If you're into the Office functionality and you want to use Office 365, I think that's what they're still calling it this week, you want to look at that.
But we get five different licenses with that to use on multiple devices each. So I've got it on my laptop, my desktop, a tablet, and my phone, all under in that one license.
That's true. And another license, I've got it on all of my similar devices. And it works very well. I've got to say that much. So give it a shot. If you don't want to pay anything, then stick with the Google stuff and see if you like it and if it works well for you.
Yeah.
Let us know. IntoTomorrow.com. I know what. Let's all meet there. Come on.